USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump and First Lady Melania arrive at the Capitol to pay respects to former President George H.W. Bush, who is lying in state in the rotunda. The president standing silent, then saluting the casket. Prior to his death, Bush 41 requesting that President Trump come to the rotunda, putting aside any differences Donald Trump has had with the Bush family. Wreaths surround the casket, which is covered with an American flag. Thousands of people standing in line, filing by to pay respects until Wednesday morning. Here's Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the First Family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
Flags across the country flying at half staff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush, who passes away Friday night at the age of 94. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time. Not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in his hallowed cathedral.
An outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
And Speaker Ryan goes on to say of the 41st president.
In consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A massive cleanup effort underway after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocking Anchorage, Alaska, tearing roads apart and creating huge craters in the ground. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Road crews north of Anchorage are working to repair damaged bridges and freeways following the massive earthquake on Friday. Steve Strait is the owner of our USA Radio News affiliate up in Alaska, KEDI. He says this is the worst earthquake he's seen in a number of years.
This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake.
I'm Tim Berg.
The state of Georgia's election infrastructure on issue in Tuesday's runoff election for Secretary of State. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The runoff election for Georgia's Secretary of State pits Republican State Representative Brad Rappensperger against former Democratic Congressman John Barrow. Neither won more than 50% of the votes on Election Day. At stake in the runoff, the ability to reshape the state's election system, which came under a national microscope during the recent race for governor between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Secretary of State, now Governor-elect Brian Kemp. Rappensperger has defended how Georgia canceled the registrations of hundreds of thousands of voters, and he says he'll make sure only legal citizens can cast ballots. Barrow says changes are needed, but he says while Georgia does a pretty good job of keeping people from cheating, it does a lousy job of making it easier for people to vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.